2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
So it's the 15-minute morning show podcast. There's Froggy and there's Scotty B and there's Nate and his hair. There's Scary with a fresh haircut that looks mighty fine. And there's Gandhi and there's Danielle.
Hello.
And Dave Brody is in the den. And live from the Poconos in a nice log cabin.
Yes.
Is Garrett. Hi, Garrett. How are the Poconos doing? Or how is
they're lovely.
The Poconos is the singular. Poconos? So it's how's the Poconos? And it would sound
they are well.
All like how many of them are there?
I don't know. But yeah, the animals are coming out right now. I just saw a bear, which is great. That's awesome. So I'll be inside all day.
Cool. Sounds like a lot of fun hiding under the bed for a week. Danielle, you had a question for Dave Brody.
Yes. So we had a caller this morning that said that she was staying in a hotel on a certain floor, and two people came in that were celebrities, Fergie and Josh Duhamel at the time, and they reserved the whole floor for their wedding. So they asked her to move. They said, "We're sorry, but bigger name on line two. We need you to move to another floor." They gave her a 10% discount. I want to know what Brody would have done, because Brody gets like extras for things like this. And I know there's no way in hell 10% would have cut it for Brody. No way.
So Brody, she basically just moved to another room and got 10% off. That was it. Like Danielle told you.
10%
what would
is
you,
crap.
What would you have received in the same transaction?
Well, I would have gone for a free room. But 10%, let's say the room is $200. Let's be generous. Say the room is, that's 20 bucks. Is 20 bucks worth putting everything back in your suitcase, all your toiletries off the sink, like putting everything back and then wheeling everything to another room and then unpacking everything?
No.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
No way.
So you're looking at a minimum $50 for the inconvenience. And then if I'm with my family, that's a $100 inconvenience with three kids to unpack and pack. No. Free room. Or I rally every single person on the floor that got kicked out and launch a social media campaign. No.
He would have a creative hashtag.
Right, and I will blame Fergie and Josh Duhamel and embarrass them as well. So I get a free room, or they get a lot of drama.
They should have done a free room, in my
opinion. They really should have.
At least one night, absolutely. Because I think she was there long term.
Right, that's rude.
Yeah,
right.
Awful.
Yeah.
But they also should have, if they kicked everybody out, if I were Fergie and Josh, I would have paid for your room myself and said, sorry for the inconvenience, can you scoot out?
Yeah, they probably didn't tell him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you hear
a humming?
Like someone has an aquarium
yeah,
on in their bedroom.
Like weird.
Oh, it stopped as soon as you pointed it out.
Isn't there an aquarium right behind Gandhi?
There is, but it's not my aquarium.
I just stopped.
It's a little fish tank.
Yeah, it stopped.
Danielle, okay. It's with a fan in your birth
no,
computer.
No, it's not. I checked. It's not. Oh.
Question. If a fan starts going really, really ham on your computer, does that mean your computer's about to blow up? I mean, it's obviously overheating.
Yeah, so I had it. I closed down all the applications that were open. I force quit every, thing. And Froggy's told me a couple things to do. Somebody mentioned it could be, you know how the cat is always jumping up here?
Yep.
That maybe some cat hair got caught in the fan.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Jeff told me that. Well, but I don't know where to go. Like, the fan is inside, so how do I unclog it?
Danielle, I have a fur. It's kind of weird to hear. It's a furry table, like a coffee table, but it's fur. And I made the accident. I accidentally made a mistake of putting my laptop on it while I was working, and it was like.
Oh my God.
It was like a weed eater. Going after my furry coffee table. Are you making fun of my furry coffee table, Brody?
Yes.
Well, I feel like, yes, absolutely. Some animal died so you could have a coffee table.
It's not real fur.
But how do you balance a drink on there? Like,
you put a
coaster.
You put a tray.
Does it have a lava lamp on it?
I'm right, next.
I take it as a yes.
I'm going to try to pull up a picture of my furry table.
It now.
By the way, Danielle, you just take the back cover off your computer and vacuum the fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
that's where it is? Wait,
it's a Mac.
It's a Mac.
Oh, it's a Mac? Then take it to the Genius Bar and waste your day.
No, I'm not going to be.
PC, you take the back cover off, you take the vacuum.
I need a genius to come to my house, help me.
I'll be right there, Danielle.
No.
Oh, I can't stop looking at Nate's hair now. Ever
stop
since
it.
He showed us the
stop
flop
it.
On the
Wait.
Side.
Yeah, pull it out.
So
pull
crazy.
It out again, Nate.
Show
pull it out.
Out. Yeah, yeah.
No,
okay, you
what
know how I know
hell?
It's bad?
How?
I mean, other than you guys laughing. I was at the gym yesterday, first time in forever, and everybody was staring at me. I'm like, "What? Why are they looking at me?" And then I caught my reflection in one of the mirrors, and
yeah,
my hair was like this. Just sticking out straight from my head. And I'm like, God, I look like a fucking moron. I just
it's Sideshow Bob.
It's
a
little
go headband at
like
the gym.
Roosterish. I kind of like it.
You remember
it
Skrillex
is.
When he cut his hair, he shaved the side,
yeah.
And then he had that flop? I've got the Skrillex flop without being Skrillex.
I don't understand. Where do you keep going? Like, you keep going
I've
to these places.
I tried two different places, and they both.
Stupor cuts?
The first place was worse than the second, I will say that.
Where did you used to go? Because when you used to have short hair, you used to have a great cut.
I used to go to a place in the city, and then, you know, I don't live in the city anymore.
Well, I would go there now. You're
well,
in the
no,
city
it's
right now.
No, Danielle, it's like uptown, and I have to
so
get on the
what?
Subway, and I'm going to get slashed. I don't want to deal with that
it
shit.
Taken okay. over.
Well, hold on, hold on, hold on. Maybe don't. Hold on. While they're right. about to slash your face, just pull your hair out and say, here, cut this instead.
Yeah,
great.
Seriously,
it can't
though,
be
take,
any worse.
It's worse. It's worth an Uber. The amount of money you're spending on these other places.
I don't know. I just rather bitch about it at this point in my life.
Oh. Well, also, with your hair like that, you kind of look like the slasher. They might stay away from you.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Yeah,
it's always more fun when we find reasons to make straight Nate
yeah.
bitch in
mode. By the way, in the 70s and 80s, there was an electronics and appliance store around the New York area called Crazy Eddie. Nate, you look like the guy from the logo. Look, do a little
there you go, Nate.
Oh, my God.
You're so thick, though.
Look at your profile.
Good for you.
I know. But this is what happens when I part it to the other side.
No, don't do that.
Oh, my God. I'm so
You look like Lyle Lovett.
Don't do that.
You look
Lyle
like that
Lyle
young boy in
like
One
like
Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Stop it.
But it was short the other day. What happened?
I don't know.
I think it's a product issue, Nate. Because, again, when you have curly hair, you really have to do stuff to maintain it and weigh it down and make it silky. And I kind of think
Gandhi,
you forgot
you
to do that.
Gandhi, you have no idea how much product and conditioner I have in my hair. I haven't even washed my hair in 3 days.
There you are, Lyle.
Oh, my
Lovett.
God, Tim.
There he is, Lyle Lovett.
Oh, man. Don't change it, Nate. Leave it just like that. It is sort of kid in play right now, too.
Lyle Lovett got Julia Roberts to marry him, so...
Yeah, that is true.
No,
do you remember what she said, why she married him, why she was attracted to Lyle Lovett?
No, what did she say?
She said she had a crush on Abraham Lincoln as a kid, and he looked like Abraham Lincoln, so she was attracted to him.
There's a reason to marry someone.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
By the way, time out. Here is my furry ottoman.
Oh, very nice.
That's awesome.
Don't put your laptop on there.
Right.
Brody, I think this, you see that couch you're on? That would look lovely right in front of that. I'm gonna send one over there.
Send one over. If you could send a couch over, I've been home for 15 months. No joke. I've worn this thing out. I'm like, there's other parts of this sectional I've had to swap out and tape them up. Ugh. I need a couch. Somebody send me a couch.
All right. Well,
the way you're sitting,
it can have fur on it. That's fine.
I'm gonna force feed the fur ottoman too. Okay. What's that, Gandhi?
No, the way he's sitting right now on this couch with the microphone in front of him and that name step and repeat behind him in his whatever shirt that is, it looks like he's hosting some type of like radical patriot podcast.
That's so Brody.
It's all a hoax.
That is so. Yeah, right?
I'm the guy for that. Hey, this is my Father's Day shirt. Don't make fun of it.
What's it say?
It says, I keep all my dad jokes in my database.
Ah.
Hi-oh.
That was I didn't pick it out. It was a gift from my daughter. I love it.
Aw, that's nice, Brody.
Lovely.
Fuck yous all.
Fuck yous. So, live from the Poconos, let's see if a bear has eaten
Garrett yet.
Garrett,
no,
family.
still alive, but you know, they're deer out here, a baby deer. What's a baby deer called?
A doe.
A doe. Well, doe is a female deer.
Have the dingoes eaten your baby? Yeah?
No, not yet. But I wouldn't be surprised at this point. They're all coming out of the woods.
Okay, all right. Look. Even
look at
in your
him
own home,
around.
You're looking around. Just in case someone,
he looks like he's hiding.
Someone broke in.
You never. Well, it's funny because they have lights outside, and I'm like, what's the lights for? And the owner of the house is like, oh, they turn on when the bears come.
Okay, good.
Oh, great. So you're safe. You're fine. You have lights.
I hope the bear can sound.
So you can see the bear that's going to eat your head.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
How many of you are in this house for the week?
There's 8 of us.
Oh,
it's a big meal for the bear.
So if Nate showed up at your cabin with that hair, would you think that maybe I should call animal control?
Well, I also envision him having an axe with him, too, and, like, bursting down the door with it, too, and then we would all be gone. The bear would laugh at us because it'd be like, you were scared of me, and then Nate came with an axe and killed my whole family. But
you do like you're a little unhinged.
Okay, here's a question. Like, if I was broken down on the side of the road or I came up to you asking for something,
we would not help
you,
right?
No.
I would call Animal Planet and tell them Sasquatch is in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
You don't help
I report
people
you so
like
fast.
Us.
You know,
just
you know.
Don't be surprised if a bird just like sets up in your head and starts making a home out of that
nest.
I don't know. You see, if I saw you on the side of the road with the hair like that, I would probably help you. I would.
He needs it. You do look frazzled.
You look very frazzled. I would pull up next to you and just open the window a crack. Who can I call on your behalf?
A barber.
That's what I was saying. I just called 911. They'll be here shortly. Oh.
Sit tight.
Supercuts so is much. On the way.
You're just doing the bare minimum of helping me. Thank you.
Don't say bare.
Yeah, not around Garrett.
Right.
No.
Are we done?
No.
Are we over?
That may be it.
No, not even
I'm
close.
I'm just timekeeper.
Really?
Not even close?
Oh, no. 12 more minutes, right, Froggy?
We have like 8 minutes left, I bet.
What?
Like
not 3 five, minutes, right? 4
I
minutes?
I think 6.
4.
4 minutes.
No, 3. You know, Froggy, excuse me, 3.
I'm going to call Froggy out.
Uh-oh.
Because Froggy knows we're struggling. He could easily say, yeah, we're up, man. Time's
you
up.
Could.
But
no. Because you know why? Because I'll tell you why. Because listeners would go, oh, no, you weren't. It was only a 12-minute podcast. Froggy's a fucking idiot. He can't count time. Okay? No, I'm not doing that. No. I have a timer right here. It says we're at 12 minutes, and we have a 30-second open, so we still have 2.5 minutes left. Sorry.
All right. I'll say something objectionable for 2.5 minutes.
Go ahead.
Please,
but I need the other fathers in the room to back me up.
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
Admit it. It is not the same thing to own dogs as have kids. For Father's Day.
Who says it's the same thing?
Hold on. Guys admit that, right?
Oh, here we go.
It's not the same. I mean, yeah. But sometimes I like my dogs better than my child.
Because a lot of people on my Facebook page who have dogs want me to wish them a happy Father's Day. Not going to do that.
Oh, you're so grumpy.
You're a dog.
All right. Well, you're a fucking asshole,
Sam,
then, Brody.
You just be mean.
Can't you just be nice and say happy Father's Day?
No, because I know the drama and the pain and the expense of being a father.
I did wish Elvis a happy Father's Day yesterday.
Having schnauzers is nothing like having girls and boys or whatever.
It's not, but I wished you a happy Father's Day yesterday because those are your boys and you're their father and you deserve that. That's fine.
And they have Father's Day and Mother's Day cards in the store for the dogs and cats.
Yes, they'll
to give
sell
them.
Anything, Danielle. It doesn't
well,
mean
that,
it's the
okay,
same
fine,
thing.
Fine,
no,
fine.
It's saying it's the same thing, but you could still wish someone well. They are taking care of another being. You're so grumpy.
Brody can't
wish
do
you happy Mother's Day, Sam.
He's grumpy.
You know what, though?
Brody's grumpy. He looks for any and every opportunity to be grumpy.
And if Brody did not have his daughters and had his dogs, he'd be so mad at all of us for not texting him on Father's Day just about his dogs because you love
grumpy.
Them and take care of them so much.
No,
grumpy.
Not after having kids. Big deal.
Are you grumpy? Because it makes you happy. Yeah.
Are you grumpy?
No, but I had to kill 2.5
if
minutes.
You're not grumpy, which one are you?
I'm dopey and sleepy.
It isn't the same thing. I mean, by choice, I don't have children. I have schnauzers. But, you know, my schnauzers gave me a nice happy Father's Day card. It had money in it. I was like, oh, my God.
There you go.
That's awesome.
My dogs gave me cash. It was
my dog shit on the floor yesterday.
Aw, so sweet.
Before I had kids, that's what everybody said. Oh, you have a dog. It's like so I had the mindset. I'm like, all right, it's kind of like having a dog. You know, that first week, you're like, son of a bitch. It's nothing like having a dog.
You put the bowl out. Sure. They don't go to it.
Right.
You put the kitty litter out. They don't go to it.
Put them in a cage at night. I mean.
And you can't pick up their shit because it doesn't come out solid.
Right. Oh.
You guys are really selling parenting to the rest of us right now. Let me tell you.
That was sort of my point, Sam.
Oh, shut up, Brody. They're not the same. We all know it.
Okay, now are we done, Froggy?
We have 10 seconds. We're done.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're just getting good.
Nate, what the hell?
So much lice flying around.
Nate, I feel like you should put your head in front of my door so when I come in, I can scrape all the mud off my shoes on your head.
What is this?
It's like one of those porcupine things.
Yes, you're right, one of those porcupine things. All right, goodbye.
All right, everybody say bye.
Bye. Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.